Al-Qaeda yesterday claimed responsibility for a weekend assault on a military base in southern Yemen, which killed nearly 200 soldiers. It was the bloodiest battle in a year of turmoil in the country. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council was yesterday told the terrorist organization has gained ground in the country during its political crisis. Charles Collins reports.
Violence and insecurity remain a problem in parts of Yemen, according to a briefing at the UN Security Council on Wednesday by Jamal Bin Omar, the UN Secretary General's special advisor for the country. He warned about alarming developments in the south of the country, including the occupation of strategic territory by Al-Qaeda.
This is a stark reminder for all the Yemenis that there are security challenges that they'll have to address during this period. It is in this context also that many Yemenis are talking now about security sector reform. You know, they are talking about coming together to address, you know, these issues. It is clear that the state's authority has collapsed in a number of areas around the countries. There has been a security vacuum that is being filled now by a number of armed groups, and one of them is Al-Qaeda in Yemen and other associated groups. This is a serious challenge.
He also warned of a growing humanitarian crisis in the country, where 6.8 million people have been left without enough food during the political crisis. He said some 3 million people are in need of immediate assistance, and he urged international donors to help the Arab world's poorest country at this time of need. I'm Charles Collins.